Triple J Unearthed feature artist. I work better backwards. Hey, this is Small Fish from Perth,
and we're this week's Triple J Unearthed feature artist. I was playing like a lot of solo gigs with this sort of material. I'm not a very proficient guitarist, so I was like, this could be cool with some help. Hannah and Josie I went to high school with, and then Kat I like met through a different band.
Clancy just messaged me saying, hey, all good if you're busy but want to join my solo band. 13 missed
calls to you. And I started studying jazz at university, and I was like really overwhelmed by it. So I wanted to like write stuff that I kind of like actually felt like I could connect to, and it wasn't too like complicated. It was just like autobiographical. It made sense to get other people in. Being able to see everyone play a full song together was like just really powerful.
I really like all of Clancy's songs and what she writes about, because she always tells little stories that have actually happened to her. So there's some stories about her killing someone's bonsai tree, and there's stories about her missing the bus, which we've all done and been very sad about. Of course, there's a story about her not getting invited to the birthday party because someone said that they didn't fit into her curated vibe.
Yeah, it's literally like, you didn't want me at your party. Maybe you're just nasty. I'm quite interested in not pretending to be more polished than you are or more professional than you are, just like really being who you are in that moment. Authenticity is really, really important. I know that where I want to head is like a completely like authentic sound, really feels like a perfect emulation of the person or the people that we are.
We had maybe a year or two where we were playing a lot of gigs, but we weren't recording anything and we weren't really progressing in that way so that people other than our friends in Perth were hearing our music. It wasn't until we were at a house party with some of our friends that we were talking to our friend Bella Nichols, but we were just saying how we kind of felt about Small Fish, how we wanted to do a little bit more, but all of us were kind of struggling to be organised a bit, and she just said, oh, I'll be your manager. It was a bit of a drunk conversation, so we weren't really sure if she was being serious, but turns out she was, and since then she's just been amazing for us. First thing that she did was just book in some recording dates, so we got Cry All The Time out. Yeah, one of the goals that we made with Bella as well was to play some sort of festival, and that goal has actually come to this year because we're playing Fresh Produce in August in Bunbury, which we're so thrilled about. Bella just messaged the chat we have on Messenger with her, and she said, hey, gig offer, do you want to play Fresh Produce with Lime Cordial and all these other acts in August? We're like, wait, are you joking? A lot of the songs are about being sad and being open about your feelings, but I think they're done in a way that is meant to validate people and comfort them. So I hope that people do find validation and comfort in it, and when they walk away, they're smiling.
This next song is Sad Girl Summer. I guess it's just about feeling like you're that person that's never super fun to be around, like all the time. I spend too much money, watching too much telly.
Triple J Unearthed feature artist.
Feature artist.